Hey, and welcome to the Lunar Light Worker podcast. This is your host, Zoe Whitehead, and my light mission at Lunar Light Worker is to support empathic light workers like yourselves to elevate your energy, sustain your frequency, and align with lunar, earth, and cosmic cycles to be your own visionary and step into your highest version of you. Hey, and welcome back to this week's Lunar Light Worker podcast. And I know that you're going to get so much out of this episode. And this is why I felt very guided to talk about this topic, because I knew obviously that it's going to benefit you, but also it's something that I experienced kind of last week and into this week and really had to work on myself, and I wanted to share that with you. Now, I've called this one What I Stopped Doing to Allow in Expansion. Now, this sounds like a really, really big topic and quite intense, because it can feel intense when we're in a growth period, and we can really stop our flow if we don't truly understand what's going on. And like I said, I really struggled with this kind of the end of last week, beginning of this week, and I will go into this because I know that it's going to help you, and I know that by the end of this episode you will know what you need to do when you were feeling this discomfort, and I'm going to be sharing some guidance around that so that you can really support yourself in that growth process. Because like I said, we can really block ourselves, we can really stop our flow, and I really don't want that for you, because as a light worker, intuitive, empath, sensitive, you're going to be feeling your calling, you're going to be feeling your expansion, and you really don't want to be stopping that flow. So this episode is really, really going to help you with that. So there are several things that kind of go on when we feel our edges, when we're in that growth process, and energetically, in particular, the last few years and this year in particular has really felt intense at times, because it is about awakening, it is about growth, it's about really walking into and moving into the Aquarian age. And this is all about our expansion, our spiritual self, our soul self, and really connecting it in with that. So no one is exempt from growth. Everyone's at different stages and phases of that, but everyone is feeling this expansive energy. And like I said, growth can really push us, and we can really feel that challenging, and sometimes we lose sight of what's really going on. So this episode is really, really going to help you to be clear in that. First thing to say is growth certainly isn't comfortable. There's this kind of misconception, and I know I've said this before, where we kind of tell ourselves, and we see this sometimes, don't we, in social media posts, or people kind of say things like, well, if it's meant to be, it will flow. If this is what you're meant to be doing, it will feel really easy. And let me tell you that it certainly doesn't. I have never experienced growth as something that's comfortable to me. When we push ourselves, you know, because we're all feeling our calling, and we push ourselves, we want to bring in newness, you know, maybe a new relationship, maybe a new, more aligned job, maybe more responsibility in our work, maybe a new social network, maybe a new way of being or eating or exercising. Maybe living in a more spiritual way. In any of these things requires growth. It's our development, isn't it? It's part of our development as a person, as a soul, as a light being on earth. And we set our intent for that growth, we set our intent for that newness, and it pushes us it brings us out of our comfort zone. We suddenly find ourselves feeling very vulnerable and exposed and aware with, and you know, exposed to people. And this was certainly my case. And that can feel really uncomfortable and discomforting and unsettling. And this is what this episode is about, is the things that I stopped doing so that I could allow that expansion in rather than blocking it. So, you know, I wanted to go into all of this so that you know that it is gross, so that you know, you understand that you are blocking yourself and you know how to bring that around for yourself. Because when we feel stress, you know, when we're growing, when we're in that growth period, what happens is that we feel a lot of stress in our physical body. It's certainly in my case where I feel it on my central nervous system. I feel stress, I'm getting all the heart palpitations, and my sleep is being disrupted, and I wake up and I feel horrendous, and I feel, you know, like I'm not kind of able to support myself, you know, when I'm really in the thick of it. And I really feel it on my energetic field, and it really blocks my flow, and I am not able to move that emotion and that kind of stagnant energy through my body. I get very stuck in it. Not for days, it will probably be about a day until I'm like, right, I need to do something about this, and then I move through it. But like I said, we can very easily stop our flow, stop this growth, because we don't always fully understand what's going on, or we get very taken away from our center. Now, what happened to me is that, as you've probably been aware, I've started hosting my moon gatherings again in person, and I'm building up this local community, and I'm so lit up by it. I feel so passionate about it, and I know that this is part of who I am, what I'm meant to be doing. It's part of my purpose, and I have no doubt around that. But because it's local, I'm having to put myself out there, and it's a small community. You know, for those of you that live locally and know me, it's a small community. Everyone knows everyone, and I know a lot of people. They probably don't necessarily know what I do fully. And I'm putting myself out there, and it made me feel so uncomfortable, but it didn't stop me, because I know that I absolutely have to do this, and I've had so much interest in this, and I know that there's a huge need for it. But at the same time, I was like, gosh, I feel so exposed, and you know, what are people gonna think? And it's like really out there, and it was just all of this stuff coming at me, and I wasn't sleeping, and I was feeling really overwhelmed, and I was like, well, what if people don't turn up? I mean, although I knew I had a lot of interest, I was like, well, what if people don't turn up? And I was overdoing and posting and just getting myself in a real pickle. And like I said, I was feeling this stress in my physical body. And I was like, well, actually, this is part of my growth. This is just part of my growth. It's not meant to be feeling comfortable, you know, and I know this, but mentally I just couldn't get behind it, because I was so in this kind of like overdoing, overwhelmed mode, and in my doing rather than in my being. So, you know, I had to really peel back from that. And I realized as well that I was so taken out of my center. And this is the thing. It's when you get in that kind of overstressed mode, and you're feeling your edges, and you may be aware that it's a period of growth, it takes you out of your center, and it's very difficult. It takes you out of your power, away from your inner power. So it's really difficult to navigate that gracefully. And you really have to stop what you're doing, aware. This is the first step, really, is be aware of what's going on. And then, you know, you're like, okay, I'm overdoing here. I'm frantically overdoing because I want this to work. And when we're overdoing, we're in that kind of more overly masculine energy. We're not in that divine feminine energy. We're overdoing, and this, it kind of creates this almost a distortion in our energy field, and it's like a stress as well in our physical body that we will feel, and there's a lot of negativity. We often lose sight of our long range vision as well, you know, because I was sort of saying, well, what if people don't come and I do all this work and it's going to be really difficult for me to kind of accept that. And I thought, well, look, this is a long range vision. This is, I'm building a community. It takes time. And I want to find aligned women that are ready to invest in themselves and are ready to go the long haul, and change doesn't happen overnight. This isn't a quick fix. And so I was like, right, I need to come back to my center. I'm going to come back to my center, realign my energy, and come at this from a divine feminine energy of deep inner knowing and trust that I am enough, that I have done enough to call in these beautiful women. And, you know, the process was, you know, I was losing sight of my vision, you know, the reason why I was doing this mission that I had to create this local community. And I was losing faith, and, you know, I could almost see myself giving up on it, which has been very much a pattern in the past when I've been launching new things and services and offers. And so I really managed to turn it around for myself. And because I realized that also my energy was getting very contracted as well. You know, when you're feeling the stress and you're telling yourself that it's not working, and you're feeling like that kind of imposter syndrome, and you're feeling the negativity, the density, your energy is simply contracting because you're feeling that fear. You're coming from fear-based feeling, and you're overdoing to overcompensate, when really you start from that heartfelt, divine, beautiful, divine feminine energy, and you can move forwards with that, with that deep trust and faith. So that really helped me to turn it around for myself. So that's really what happened. And then I was able to relax, and it's like, well, whatever the outcome, I'm still going to have a circle. I'm still going to be calling in these beautiful women. And that's what's happening. I can see it happening now, because people will also remember this. This is really interesting. People will pick up on your energy field. So if you are putting yourself out there, for example, if you're looking for a new relationship and you're stressing and you're telling yourself that it's not going to happen, and who wants you, and whatever it is you're telling yourself, because it's not happening immediately, and, you know, you're overdoing, you're going out to all these places, and it becomes a bit frenetic and maybe a bit desperate. People feel that in your energy field, and it is not going to magnetize these people, the kind of people you want to connect with in. And it's the same for any newness that you are bringing in. You can't create, you can't attract from that place of contracted energy. It's about allowing that energy to flow. It's about coming back to your center. It's about having that deep faith and trust that you are enough and you've done enough to bring in what it is you want. Those things that are deeply aligned with who you are becoming, and just deeply trusting in that process. And that's the divine feminine energy. And that feels incredibly powerful. So I've kind of jotted down a few things, you know, like almost like a process, that if you are feeling your growth, you know, if you've been putting out this desire for newness, and you're feeling the fear, and your energy feels contracted, not expansive, and you feel stress rather than stretched, which is nothing wrong with feeling stretched, then this is the kind of process that I go through. So first of all, realization that, okay, this is just part of growth. Growth is not meant to feel comfortable. I've asked for this. I'm putting this out there. I'm putting myself out there. It's normal that I'm feeling this. It's not a bad thing. You surrender to how you're feeling. That's number two. Surrender, allowing the feelings of fear. I know it's really uncomfortable. You know, welcome them in, embrace them. And that will, number three, allow you to come back to your center eventually. Those feelings of fear will dissipate because you've allowed them and you're leaning into them. You'll be able to come back to your center. Number four, you'll feel yourself being able to then return to who you are, reclaim yourself. It's all about recognizing who you are, what you stand for, who you are becoming, your potential. The fact that if that you would make a beautiful partner for someone, a beautifully aligned partner for someone. There's someone out there for you, and you are that person for them. Whatever it is you're attracting in, that there's an incredibly aligned job for you out there, and your energy is magnetizing that, so that opportunity comes in for you. And it's the same with if you're looking for more soul aligned clients and building a community, that those women are already there, those clients already exist. And you're magnetizing them, you're calling them into you because you are cleansing that energy, you're coming back to your center, you deeply and fully trust that they are there waiting for you, and they're going to come in, and they will come in. So number five, you give yourself permission for grace. If you've really been feeling that stress and you're feeling the overwhelm, then you gift yourself a bit of time off if you can, and just don't overdo things, you know, just do the key things that you know will allow that growth in and encourage that growth, and leave it at that and know that that is enough. And number six, obviously accept that growth feels uncomfortable. That's kind of like the first one as well around the realization, but it's really important that you understand that it's not, you're not meant to feel like it's flowing. It doesn't always feel like that. It certainly never felt like that in my case. It definitely pushes me. And I just wanted to finish off by saying that I know you can do this. I know that many of us in this community, if not all of us, are light workers. You have that incredible potential within you. You are going to be growing. You are going to be feeling your expansion. And just keep taking those steps towards the light. Keep taking the steps towards what lights you up. And I know that you've got this. I know that you can do this. Okay. And I know that this episode is going to really, really help you with that. Because, like I said, it is a period right now that can be quite tricky to navigate. And having this awareness around it, having those tools and understanding what you can do will really, really help to support you. Now, I wanted to talk to you about our community, our Lunar Lightworker community, our Lunar Lightworker membership, and our Moon Gatherings. Because these are ways that will fully support you with your growth, with being able to respond to life with more ease and grace, with allowing you to feel fully comfortable in breathing into your edges with more ease and grace. It's that kind of shadow walker and then allowing in that growth. And these services that I offer will truly help you to embrace those aspects of yourself, and deepen into your wisdom, bring you back into alignment, and also feel a sense of deep rootedness and a solid sense of who you are. These are the services that do that. It's like that backbone to who you are. So there are ways that we gather. We, like I mentioned, we have these in-person moon gatherings. They're very new. So if you live in the UK, Leicestershire area. I'm in Lutterworth, Leicestershire, and I'm hosting these Moon Circles for Women and Teen Girls, and they are monthly on the full moon week on Wednesday, 7 till about 8:30 p.m. in the evenings. and we gather together. It's a sisterhood. It's a beautiful sisterhood. We witness each other. We celebrate each other. And it's all about getting together, aligning with those powerful moon vibrations and doing our release and clarity. We do healing work as well. And there's all sorts of amazing things that go on in there, magic that goes on in there. If you do not live locally, and I know a lot of you are all over the world, we also offer the Lunar Lightworker membership, which is exactly the same but online. So we're again, but we gather bi-monthly rather than monthly. And I'm going to include those two links in the show notes of this week's episode. And I invite you to check them out, because if you are feeling your growth and you're struggling with that, or maybe you're just feeling lonely and you would love a community around you of like-minded women, these two services completely offer that. They completely offer you the guidance and support, the sense of belonging that we are all craving. And the help, the support with the growth, with the death rebirth cycle, which can be really challenging, as we all know. So there we go. That ends our podcast for this week. I really, really hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. And I know it's going to really, really help you. I would love to hear back from you. You can either reach out to me at Lunar Lightworker on Instagram, or, you know, connect with me via the website lunarlightworker.co.uk. I'd love to hear back from you and how you got on with this episode, and whether this is something that you struggle with, and whether you have ways in which you support yourself and your growth. We'd love to hear back from you. All right then, my lovelies. So thank you so, so much for listening, as always. And we deeply appreciate your support. And we hope that you have a beautiful week. See you soon. Bye.